In your bulletin, we stand. We begin with the invocation, page 136, and then the introit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit. The Spirit of the Lord fills the world, alleluia. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly, alleluia.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Send out his voice, a mighty voice. The God of Israel gives strength and power to his people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Hallelujah. Oh, have mercy, Christ, have mercy. Oh, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high.
And on earth, peace and will for men. God, who taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of Pentecost is from the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly." They had bricks for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, "Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore the name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from the second chapter of the book of Acts. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when the sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all those who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and all Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God." So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "Whatever could this mean?" Others mocking said, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea, all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia. You sent forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of the Lord.
The Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both living and dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
Our sermon text is from John 14, verse 23. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There are many people within the church today who have begun to use business principles in order to guide the church. Pastors are turned into leaders and CEOs. These pastors don't serve the congregation, but instead they lead the people by casting visions for their congregation. And then the congregation is told to follow the pastor by doing the work and rallying around these goals and objectives. But is this really what God has in mind? In other places, congregations are then, as they form congregation, they're told to develop mission statements. Mission statements define a purpose or reason for existence. Supposedly, they then give us all direction into the way in which we ought to pull about what must be done. So maybe our church would say, Trinity Lutheran Church exists to serve its community with the love of Christ, or something like that. And maybe even as an individual, you ought to write a mission statement saying, Michael Henson desires to love his family and his spouse and to serve his church in joy and peace. These visions or dreams of the future, are those what God has in mind? In today's epistle, we have the book of Acts. It has the account of Pentecost Day. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father has sent, has come upon the apostles. And so the apostle Peter stands up and begins to preach. His sermon, based on Joel chapter 2, it says, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." So we got young men seeing vision and old men dreams, hopes and visions and dreams. Is that what it is about the future? In today's Old Testament reading, we're presented with a dream and a far-reaching hope. The people who had settled on the plain of Shinar said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower, and its top will be up to the heavens, and we'll make a name for ourselves, lest we might be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." Oh, it was a wild dream. Nothing like it had ever happened before. This is what we're going to do. In fact, there was a new technology that had just come about. Yeah, it was called the baking of bricks and using bitumen for mortar. So often with the advance of new technology, the idea is, okay, now we can finally overcome nature. We can finally get the things done that we want. And with the internet and things of that, we have quite a bit. Oh, now advanced intuition and with the right tools, we can finally accomplish the dream. They thought they could unite the people around the tower. They could receive the praise of all the peoples of the world. They could make a name for themselves. Yes, is this what we think? We think that the reason we fail is because we do not have a vision. We don't have a hope for the future. And so then we grab on to humanistic methods to accomplish these great tiles. We have our ideas, about the way we think things are supposed to be. But they don't always turn out that way as we had planned. Many grade school children are told that anyone can be president someday. And I guess according to the requirements, it's true, but we finally have to come to the reality that for many, it will not happen. Most young adults must accept that they may not make millions of dollars by working a few hours each week. Our elderly finally come to the realization that their names may not be written in the recorded history of the next generation in those history books. And even our churches must realize they're probably not going to convert the entire community. Even Jesus, who spent 3 years in ministry, was kicked out of towns by his religious establishment, deserted by all his followers at the end. There will be those who will, in fact, hear the word, and then they'll desert the word of God. Some it will be persecution. For some it will be suffering that will lead them away. For others, they will be led away by their own hopes and dreams, which are not fulfilled. Yes, just as in the Tower of Babel, our own hopes and dreams, which can come from our sinful nature, can and do lead us astray. Our own ideas are not God's ideas. And ultimately, God will not bless our own sinful work. Like the dispersion of the people, the confusion of the languages, those who desire for themselves are destined to see an unfinished building left standing. It's not that our triune God wants to see us fail or that he desires us to be separated from each other. No, our God wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. He does not bring people to faith by means of business principles or simply hard human work. God doesn't use sin either to accomplish his purposes. Furthermore, your own self-proclaimed mission statement for your life is not the way that God works. Our God has already determined. He has already determined to unite us together in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Our God desires, he's got a mission. He desires to save us through the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacrament. Our God desires to make us believers in his Son and incorporate us into his holy Christian church. The so-called building that God is making is that church. And that building will not make a name for ourselves, for the people. That building will give glory to our God. Our God is building the tower out of people. People who trust in the prophetic and apostolic message concerning the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ comes to us. And not only does he bring us forgiveness, he brings us a mission statement. His words are not simply his own. They're the mission statement of his heavenly Father who sent him. And Jesus' vision is not just a wish that he has about the future, which may or may not happen. When God has a vision, it is certain and true. So listen closely. Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Jesus says, here is the vision for the future. What happens is that those who come to faith, they keep his word. They listen to his word. The hopes and dreams which God gives is that that word creates faith in their heart and they come to believe so that we leave behind our sinful desires. God wills to create faith in our hearts so that we love Jesus. And when you love Jesus, you'll hold on to his word and his teaching. That is his hope and dream. He gathers us together around the preaching and the teaching of the Word, and it says that the Father loves them. More than that, our God comes and lives in them. Jesus says, we will make our home with them. He lives within us. It is the hope and dream of all Christians that God will be with me and never leave me. Though you may have to give up on your own hopes and dreams, or though your visions of the future will be scattered, there is good news that God will gather together those who are gathered around Christ's vision, His holy Christian church, the preaching of His word. You see, as we spoke in Bible class, just as Jacob, in faith and the hope of the resurrection, charged his sons to do exactly what God had said. I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah. God had promised him, you're going to come out. You're going to be with your fathers. So he said, here, let's do it this way. Because this is God's hope of the future, his dream. And just as Joseph, in faith and the hope of the resurrection, said to his brethren, I'm dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land, the land which he promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now he has promised to Joseph. So he says, when you come out, and I know you will, because that is God's vision of the future, when you come out, 400 years later, bring my bones out with you when you go. God will surely visit you. Carry up my bones from here. So also for you. You will, in faith in Christ and in the hope of the resurrection. That is, you know that God has promised to make his home with you and to gather you to be with him. So you say, gather me. Gather me together under the communion of saints, that we are united with the bosom of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Your vision of heaven, the dream of seeing God face to face, will come to fruition, for it is built upon God and what He has given us. Our Savior Jesus Christ has made His home with us so that we might share in His heavenly home. Our God has poured out His Holy Spirit upon you, and you can have the hope, the vision, the dream, which will come about, that is, the beatific vision of seeing God and living with Him forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Page 143, the Canticle, Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, everlasting Father, we give you thanks that the promise of the gospel was fulfilled by the pouring out of the Holy Spirit upon your chosen apostles, and that by the preaching of those apostles and all true pastors of your word, that you still gather sinners unto yourself, you create a holy church as the home of your abiding presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. We ask that you would enlighten, sanctify, rule your church by the Holy Spirit, that we may know, honor, and worship you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. We ask that all pastors in Christ, James, our bishop, our pastors Gary and Michael, that they would preach your truth, that the Holy Spirit might be poured out into our hearts, and we would be preserved in the true faith. We pray for our director, Keeley, our teachers, our assistants, support staff, those who volunteer in taking care of the children and maintaining the facility, for those who give financial and prayer support, and for the children attending the school-age summer academy. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, govern our President Joe, our Governor J.B., our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges with your Holy Spirit. Grant them health and prosperity, long life, and enable them to secure for all people liberty and peace. We bring before you our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, and Blake, for our police officers, especially Alex and Daniel, and those who attend to us in times of emergency and all public servants. Give them commitment to duty, and in danger, keep them safe. O Lord God Almighty, who dost behold all the nations of the earth from your heavenly throne, look down with pity upon those nations who are now at war. Hold your hand over women and children. Check the hatred and cruelty of mankind. Direct the counsels of neighbor nations to overtures of peace. Give peace in our time, that we and all your children may serve you with a quiet mind. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless Carolyn and Jean, our shut-ins, as well as Violet, our elderly. Provide for the needs of Kevin, Victor and Marcia, Gibb, Howard and Stan, Jack, Levi, Jennifer, Jim, Pastor Burnett, and Anita. Also with our seminary students, with Benjamin and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, as we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation, praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on us this day, as he had promised, the Holy Spirit on the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Be part in peace.
Body of our Lord Jesus Christ,
Praise me.
rejoice.
This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask for the forgiveness of all of your sins. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve the body and soul of the life everlasting. Please pardon me. Strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace.
His countenance upon you and give you peace.